This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, what are we talking about first, the Blues or the Cardinals? Because they're both on a streak.
Come on now. We're talking Cardinals first. Okay. Cardinals get the headline on this one because they completed the sweep on Sunday, and the Blues did theirs on Saturday. The Blues win was the best of the year, but I'll get to them in just a minute. This incredible Cardinals start, and I mean incredible. I mean, there's not a soul, not one person, who can tell me with a straight face that they saw this coming. And the Cardinals, except for the Cardinals players and manager Ollie Marmol himself, because they've been saying it all spring training that they have a team that's hungry, they have a team that will provide energy, they have a team that feels like they've turned the corner on their approach at the plate, and they felt pretty confident in their rotation as well, but it was mostly on the offense. And they were 100% right. The Cardinals looked great. That was not a fluke. Cardinals actually looked great up and down the order. There, you could point to every single person on that 26-man roster and say they contributed to that sweep in some way, shape, or form. Pretty much everybody. There's still some people who have yet to see action. But for the most part, that was just a complete beating of the Twins. I mean, they won opening day 5-3 in a game that got a little tight. They won the second game 5-1. Both games, they had 5 runs on 10 hits. And then in the second game, they looked great pitching-wise, even better than the first one. And then yesterday, they came out and they smacked the Twins right away. They had 8 runs by the third inning. And then the rain delay, and then they came back and won the game 9-2. Nolan Gorman hit a home run yesterday. Pedro Pajes hit a home run yesterday. Those guys didn't play the first two games. So they come out and hit a home runs. Lars Nootbaar looks fantastic at the top of the order. Nolan Arenado is hitting .455 right now. You know, they just up and down the roster, offense, defense, pitching, the Cardinals had an excellent start to the season. Now they play the Angels, and of course we all know this is a long baseball season. You got to do it consistently throughout. But so far, so good. I mean, that was a very impressive performance by the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, they got to get some butts in the seats. That could help.
It's been unfortunate weather, I will say that, for at least 2 of the games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, rain, and they just, you know, they powered through it. I mean, the opening day, they had a long rain delay. The Clydesdales went at 2:30, and then it rained, and then they came back. That place was packed, by the way. Anybody who said they weren't going to fill opening day was wrong. That place was sold out, packed, almost 50,000 people. Now, there were empty seats Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think that's to be expected. First weekend of the season, it's always like that. There's always a drop-off after opening day. There's always a drop-off in April because the kids aren't in school, but also because people kind of, like, you know, are slow to warm up to how good this team's going to be. They look pretty good to me. Now, the weather yesterday delayed things for a little bit, so Pallante ended up going five innings. Steven Matz goes four innings yesterday. That's exactly what they tried to get him to do, be the long man in relief. He goes out, pitches four innings to close the game out. That's called a save. You actually get a save no matter how big you're up. If you pitch three-plus innings to close out a game when you're winning, that's a save, and Matz gets the save yesterday. Just really impressed by the Cardinals, how they went about it. Victor Scott the second, tons of energy, three stolen bases and a home run. The last person to do that was a guy named Lou Brock to start the season. He had three stolen bases and a home run in his first series back in 66. So this has been a fun little run here for the Cardinals early, and it's impressive.
No kidding. Well, now we have to talk Blues because, wow.
Nine in a row.
And by the way, I have tons of time here. I have no restrictions.
Okay,
so,
good.
So don't let anyone tell you otherwise. the Blues. I haven't seen anything like it since 2019, and this team, what they did to Colorado, just kind of blew my mind. Actually, Colorado is great. They're, you know, right now the fourth ranked team in the West. They had won 11 in a row at home. They had allowed only two goals a game since late February. They have that ferocious offense with tons of speed. At the end of the game, they're 6-on-5. I'm like, man, they should just play 6-on-5 the whole game. I mean, they pulled their goaltender and went 6-on-5, and the Blues couldn't get the puck from them. Nope. But they just defensively locked down and did their job, both forwards and defensemen. Jordan Binnington was amazing. He's in Stanley Cup mode right now. Mm-hmm. But the Blues are getting contributions from everybody. I mean, let's start with their defense. Colton Parayko has been hurt. Justin Falk gave them a great effort, especially on the power play. He has been a leader on this team. Cam Fowler was a brilliant addition by Doug Armstrong right before Christmas because he's provided them some veteran leadership, not to mention Ryan Suter was a nice acquisition in the offseason, too. Remember, this is all after Torrey Krug was hurt, too. And then, of course, Philip Broberg. This Philip Broberg-Dylan Holloway combo from Edmonton is just beyond belief. Not even the Blues would tell you that they expected this. I mean, they knew they were good young players, and not like this. And then Robert Thomas is playing like an all-star. Jordan Kyrou's not only scoring, but he's hitting people. I mean, you just name them. Pavel Buchnevich, Jake Neighbors, Zach Bolduc. I mean, everybody. And now these young players like Dvorsky and Snuggerud are going to join him. I'm telling you, I would not want to see the Blues in my bracket. I mean, they look like it's they're good. Unbeatable. And, you know, they play their best hockey in the third period. Well, they just get better as the game goes on. And in the third period, if they have a lead on you, good luck.
Wasn't it last week when they were down 2-0 and they came back
in Nashville
in 22 seconds to beat the Predators? What was it, 3-2, the final score?
Yeah, I mean,
that's nuts.
In this streak.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Geek. They've rarely trailed. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, is they've outscored in this 9-game winning streak, they've outscored the opponent 39-13. I mean, think about that just for a minute.
Yeah.
They have dominated. Now, you know, they play Detroit tomorrow at home. And the thing about them is, just as Jim Montgomery's doing completely, when they had the Four Nations face-off, that break for everybody except for Benner and Parayko, they did this, like, mini training camp when the players got back into town. And Montgomery basically told them, this is the way we're going to play. You're either in or you're out, and this is how I want it.
Right.
And they got after it, and they got into a rhythm of discipline and how they're going to play what he calls a hard offensive game. And they started playing this exciting brand of hockey. And when it works, it is fun. And now the guys, he said, you know, you can just see it.
They're embracing it.
When they get out on the ice, they're ready. And they believe they're going to win the game. They beat a great Colorado team. I would go so far as to say that was their win of the year. Now they've won 9 in a row. They're clear of Vancouver and Calgary for that second wildcard spot. They're tied with Minnesota for the top one. And they could be in the playoffs at any moment here if they keep pushing this way.
Did you watch any basketball this weekend?
I did.
Did you?
Who are going to be in the Final Four.
After Friday.
Don't, depressed because Kentucky's out.
Honestly, if Indiana was in that situation and lost, I probably would back off for a little while. That's too much for me.
Yes, it was a lot.
That's hard.
But did you pick all four number ones to make it?
Oh, no.
Nobody does, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, you had St. John's.
I'm sure some people did, but that's no fun. Nobody wants to pick all ones. And welcome to the NIL world, huh?
Yeah.
But the ones are great. I mean, Auburn is the number one overall. I had Auburn in, so I had one. Florida, I did not believe in them, but they proved me wrong. They look amazing. I want the ball in Clayton's hands for sure, more than anybody in this country with the game on the line. What he did against Texas Tech with those two threes late was incredible for Florida. So you got Auburn against Florida, so you're guaranteed one SEC team will be in the national championship. The other one's going to be interesting now. Duke is probably the favorite. Everybody thinks that Duke is great, and
that's
they are.
That's who I have winning.
They smashed Alabama, holding them to 65 is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And Duke is filled with all these NBA lottery picks, and they're just super talented and disciplined. They play great defense. This Houston team is scary good defensively.
They are.
And they will shut you down. They held Tennessee to, 50 points? That's amazing. And Kelvin Sampson's been around, and Houston doesn't have to go very far. They just have to drive over to San Antonio for the game.
That's right.
So I think, you know, if I were looking at this thing, I'd say don't discount Houston necessarily. But Duke,
I picked Houston
Duke's
to win it all. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Duke's the favorite. Yeah, it's going to be a good Final Four. I'm not, you know, those are four great teams. You know, so let them get after it and do battle.
I would agree. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
you, Tom.
It. Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.